Hello and welcome to Video Nasties. It's 10:30 a.m. As I blow out this hit, I'm kicking off the episode. Watched a movie called The Last Exorcism last night. It's part of a couple of different trends in horror movies that existed basically from the late 2000s to roughly the mid 2010s. So one of these trends was found footage. So this whole movie is shot like a documentary. And the other trend is possession movies, so exorcism movies. So The Exorcism of Emily Rose, that kind of kicked this off. So that was like 2005. Now this movie is 2010, so 5 years later. The Devil Within or something is one of them. It's basically like a young girl gets possessed. It's usually out in like a farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere. And an exorcist has to come in and get the demon out. Now, the nice twist with this movie, and this is probably one of the better found footage movies that I've seen, actually. This is a good movie. It's strong, it's effective. It definitely has some scary moments. But really, I like the story. I thought it was a good idea for a movie. They could have even done this as like a regular movie, like a real movie, which I think is what they should have done, actually, instead of making it, a fake documentary kind of thing. But anyway, so basically the concept is this is a movie about a fake exorcist. I don't know if I've seen that in any of these exorcism movies. The guy is a fake exorcist, so he's performing these exorcisms, but he has all these little tricks that he does to make it seem real. And he doesn't believe any of this. And then he meets this girl, and things change. So, like, he goes out to this farmhouse, he just figures it's all bullshit, he pulls his tricks, and then the turning point in the movie happens when she shows up at his motel room, which is like 5 miles from the farmhouse or something. Like, how did she even get there? And that's when the horror kind of kicks off. So anyway, that's The Last Exorcism. That's directed by Daniel Stamm, produced by Eli Roth, if I'm not mistaken. I think the same team was behind Last Exorcism 2. They did make a sequel. I guess this was successful enough that they made a sequel. The girl was good in it. I've seen her in other stuff. I assume this was the movie that kicked off her career. And then what else? Oh, Caleb Landry Jones was good in it. And I also want to point out a video on YouTube, which is Eli Roth and Daniel Stamm walking through this German video store talking about the movies. They go into the horror section. It's great. It's one of my favorite things on YouTube. So check that out. I'm definitely going to rewatch that now that I've finally seen The Last Exorcism. Only took me 12 years. And yeah, I recommend that you check it out as well. So I have that phone interview, or I have a phone interview today at 2:30. Maybe, unless it ends up being bullshit. It kind of seems like bullshit to me. It kind of seems like some kind of scam. I'm a little worried about it, but hopefully I get a call at 2:30 today about a data entry position. So that's what I'm waiting for. What else is going on? Tomorrow is Sunday, May 1st, my dad's birthday. I'm going to be going into Boston. Hopefully. Parking is free on Sundays, I'm hoping. So I'm going to go in and, I don't know, do some deliveries. I want to see The Northman. I might go see it tomorrow. In which case, you'll be getting The Northman episode tomorrow night. So I'll see what happens there. So what else did I watch? I watched The Last Exorcism. Oh, yeah, of course. So, the other thing I watched was called The Dirty Dolls. Now, this is from the AGFA Collection Volume 3 on Arrow. I'll read you their description in a second, but This is the description for The Dirty Dolls, 1 hour, 13 minutes, crime thriller, 1973 United States, directed by Stu Siegel. Quote, Johnny, a psychopath, puts together a gang made up of young teenage girls to commit crimes for him, to commit crimes for him. Everything is going well until one day, during a diamond robbery, the girls are forced to take two hostages and bring them back to the hideout along with the loot. Furious, Johnny wants to kill the hostages so there will be no witnesses. But one of his gang, who happens to be his sister, starts to think that maybe Johnny is going too far. Cast, John Alderman as Johnny, Denise Drake, Janet, Colleen Brennan, Shelley. Crew, Stu Siegel, director, Stu Siegel, writer, Harold Lime, producer. So this movie is kind of like part crime movie, part, I thought it was going to be like a girl gang movie, which I guess it sort of is, except it's like it's all led by this psychopath, Johnny. He's kind of like a Charles Manson type. Except his girls aren't killing people, they're robbing shit. So one of the girls is really hot. She's got a great rack. And you do see it. There's plenty of nudity in this. In fact, this movie is part crime movie, part porno movie. I mean, this is full on. This isn't even softcore. This is like full on hardcore pornography. It never gets to like the gross, Pornhub level of like a dude just, railing a girl, but it definitely, I mean, it looks like these girls are like getting eaten out for real, and like, I mean, we're talking extended sex scenes that just like, I mean, it's basically set up like a porno, except the non-porn scenes are like good enough that it makes it like an actual movie. I'm not gonna say like a good movie, but I mean, kind of for its kind of like budget range, whatever. I would say it's pretty good, pretty engaging. I like some of the acting. I thought some of the girls were kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, when I say extended sex scenes, I'm talking 15 minutes straight of people just like fondling each other naked on a bed. I'm not talking about like actual ramming, but like, oh my God, I just had a moment of panic where I thought it stopped recording. But yeah, this is even more pornographic than the one I watched last night. So that's the Dirty Dolls. Yay. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Perfect. I'll read you the first part of this description. Okay, so this is from the Arrow streaming app, AGFA. Oh, here it does. It actually even mentions Manson. All right, I'll get there. AGFA Collection Volume 3, six videos. Quote, we love Austin, Texas's American Genre Film Archive, working their socks off to preserve, conserve, and distribute the coolest and craziest and seldom seen underground cult cinema. We are extremely happy to now bring you a third AGFA collection of fantastic, flipping mad exploitation films, the likes of which you've never seen. The trippy Texploitation Things to Come sees a woman bailing on her marriage to investigate a strange sci-fi cult in a dreamy and dystopian film full of robots, computers, and bloody violence. For a perfect X-rated double bill, pair Things to Come with The Dirty Dolls, a sleazy and psychotic summery Californian crime spree movie high on the fumes of the Manson murders. I did like the California setting, although I don't know that I even was sure it was California while I was watching it. Okay, so where am I going with this? Oh yeah, so the end of what's it called? The end of The Last Exorcism, essentially, spoiler, essentially all the people who you saw from earlier are kind of like in this circle chanting, and the young girl is giving birth, and she gives birth to, I guess, a demon baby that they throw in the fire. You're never really sure. And then Caleb Landry Jones comes back and kills them, or kills the cameraman. So, and the first like real kind of scary moment comes actually from him, where he's like, "You're gonna do U-turn. You're gonna go back to the highway, and you're gonna go back where you came from," or something like that. And I actually remember that moment from the trailer. That's the first moment where you're like, oh, okay, this is creepy. And then you find out it's the fucking dude's, it's the son of the dude who they're meeting, and it's the brother of the girl who's possessed. Anyway, it's kind of like, it's one of those movies, like a Rosemary's Baby movie. Actually, Hot Fuzz ends up this way too. It's basically, you find out all the people who you've met through the movie are actually evil, and they're all in on it. This kind of conspiracy thing. It's kind of like the evil town kind of idea. Or it's kind of like an evil town story where you find out at the end that the whole town is evil and has been against the protagonist the whole time. So it's this kind of nightmare, this kind of like paranoia nightmare, this kind of psychological trick in storytelling where, and I say psychological because I think this is something that a lot of people can relate to, which is like just this feeling of being an outsider, this feeling that everyone else is kind of looking at you and that they're in on something that you're not in on. So then in these movies, by the end, it's gotten to the surreal, nightmarish, and these are horror movies. It's gotten to the surreal, nightmarish point where this actually becomes a reality. Like, this is actually real. Like, it turns out, oh no, I was right. All these people were against me and were watching me, and it's this kind of like hellish ending, I guess. In this case, I wouldn't say it's hellish. I don't think it achieves a hellish quality, but it's I thought it was a good ending, kind of scary, and it kind of reminded me of the end of Kill List too. I don't know. I feel like a lot of movies of that era had that kind of ending, but like Kill List is easily the best example of it. It's just like one of the sickest endings of that era. And then The Witch was kind of like that too, a little bit, except that's a different thing, because that's very like specifically like, no, this is a coven of witches and they're in like a circle around the fire. I don't know where I was going with that. So yeah, that's The Last Exorcism. That's the ending. Fuck, I'm stoned, so I can't remember. I can't remember what I was gonna say. What the fuck? Oh, I remembered. Okay, so the other, I thought kind of, I thought the scariest moment in the movie probably was the scene in the hallway where you hear, I guess you hear like a baby crying, I think, and then the camera kind of turns this corner and the girl is just standing there in the shadows, and it's like you hear the baby crying in the background, or maybe the sound cuts out of the baby crying, I forget, but it's just like this really creepy moment. I mean, it is like straight up scary, and I would say it was probably the scariest moment in the movie for me.